Ben Ishchai, Halachot of Purim. This is in Parashat Tetzaveh, Halacha Zayin. Ben Ishchai writes, Nohagin, it's a minhag, it's a custom lomar, during the Megillah reading, Arba Pesukim Shel Geula, Bekol Ram. There are basically four different Pesukim in the Megillah that symbolize, or they identify a certain period of the Geulah, of the redemption of Purim. There are different stages, and there are four psukim that basically represent those four different stages when, in the story, the redemption began. So one of them is Ish Yehudi B'Shoshana Bira Shmo Mordechai, the introduction of Mordechai to the Megillah. That, in a way, is the beginning of a redemption, because Mordechai was one of the leading characters in the Megillah. Another one is Balayla Ahu Nadeda Shnat HaMelech. That's when Achashverosh wasn't able to fall asleep, right? He wasn't able to fall asleep, and he asked to bring the book of notes of chronicles of all the different things, actions that people have done for him on behalf of him that weren't paid back for. That's another starting point to the Geulah. Another one is Mordechai Atzam Lifnei Amelech Bilvush Malchut. Mordechai, after the entire story, after Mordechai was rewarded for his honesty and for his kindness to the king, Achashverosh ordered that Mordechai should be walking with royal garments, and who would be the one that would be walking him through the streets? Haman. So that's another pasuk. And the last one is La Yehudim Mahita Ora V'Simcha V'Sason V'Kar. Right, that for the Jewish nation, there was Ora, light, Simcha, Sason, Vikar, happiness, and that's basically the ending of the story of Purim. That for the Jews, it was very, very happy, time for the Jews. So those are basically four psukim, four different psukim that identify the four stages of Geulah in the Megillah. So Ben Ishchai writes, it's a custom to say out those four psukim out loud. That the entire congregation during the Megillah reading should say those four psukim out loud. That is the custom. That when the chazan gets up to that part, he pauses, he doesn't say it, and then everyone, the entire congregation, says it out loud, and then the chazan goes back to the beginning of the pasuk and he says it on his own. So the Ben Ishchai writes, Ukshomer pasuk balaila hahu bekol ram vinigun yesayem tevat hamelech bekol ram vinigun biyoter. So he says, when we go through that pasuk, "Baylaila hu nadeda shenat hamelech," right? And that on that night, the sleep of the king was interrupted. The king wasn't able to sleep. So the Ben Ishchai writes, when you get up to that word hamelech, you should raise your voice even more, and sing it in a little nigun, in a little tune. Why? Because that hamelech is referring to not Achashverosh, as the Gemara Megillah says, Hashem. Referring to Hashem, right? So to basically remind us that Hashem is found in the story of Purim. Hashem is found, and therefore we should raise our voices when we get up to that word. And then the last thing the Ben Ishchai writes, V'yesh no'agim lomar gam ken pasuk ki Mordechai Yehudi mishne la'melech Achashverosh upor yenu lo na'agu b'pasuk. That's basically the last pasuk in the entire Megillah. So he says there is a custom to say that pasuk out loud as well. But however, here in our city of Baghdad, the Ben Ishchai writes, it's not our custom to say that. However, it is the minhag of Yerushalayim to say that last pasuk out loud, and it's the minhag of almost every Megillah reading that I have been at, that the last pasuk of the Megillah is also said out loud, just like those the previous four pasukim is said out loud, and then the chazan will go and repeat it again. Have a great day, everyone. Zaka Baruch.